Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode, I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Cultural Awareness is Now a Leadership Skill. Let's dive in. Here's what's really happening in boardrooms right now. The CMOs getting fired aren't the ones with bad creative. They're the ones whose brands became culturally invisible. While you're optimizing click-through rates, your competitors are capturing cultural moments that drive 10 times the engagement. Today's truth is this: leaders who understand cultural relevance don't just outperform, they define the market. Let me share three frameworks that changed everything for the leaders I work with. First, the cultural signal detection framework. You need to monitor three cultural layers: surface trends like TikTok dances, deeper value shifts like sustainability, and generational behaviors like financial anxiety. Set up listening posts across platforms where your audience actually lives, not where you think they should be. Every week, ask yourself, what's my audience talking about that has nothing to do with my product? Second, implement a 48-hour cultural response protocol. Research shows brands that respond to cultural moments within 48 hours see 3 times higher engagement rates. Create pre-approved cultural activation templates: values aligned, controversy ready, celebration ready. Build your culture squad, diverse voices who can instantly gut check your cultural relevance before you hit publish. Third, design your cultural conversion architecture. Map cultural insights to customer journey stages. Awareness needs cultural hooks. Consideration needs cultural proof. Conversion needs cultural trust. A/B test cultural messaging against product-focused messaging in your next campaign. Track share rates, comment sentiment, and cross-platform amplification. Let me show you what this looks like in practice. When Rihanna launched Fenty Beauty, she didn't just create another beauty brand. She read the culture's demand for true inclusivity. 40 foundation shades at launch when competitors offered 12, capturing underserved cultural conversations about representation. The result? $100 million in the first 40 days because they led cultural relevance, not just product innovation. The insight here is profound. They studied what culture was demanding, not what the beauty industry was supplying. Your cultural leadership action for this week: identify one cultural conversation your audience cares about that your brand hasn't addressed. Create one piece of content that connects that cultural moment to your brand value. Measure engagement against your standard product-focused content and watch the difference. Here's the bigger picture. Cultural relevance isn't a marketing tactic. It's competitive intelligence. The brands that survive the next decade won't just respond to culture, they'll anticipate it. Your growth isn't limited by your product. It's limited by your cultural awareness. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stop guessing. Turn cultural noise into campaigns that convert with the Cultural Intelligence Report at moveatthespeedofculture.com.